What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Nima Romani is joining us. Nima, if you don't remember, is president and co-founder of the West Coast Trial Lawyers, a former federal prosecutor as well. We're talking about the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murderer. He now has a name. As many of us have found out, Rex Huerman is who we are talking about right now. And the evidence continues to pour. And I feel like every time I go to look at new details, there is a lot of new details. Nima, how strong of a case do you see this being against Rex Huerman at this time?
I think it's a very strong case. Obviously, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Brian Koberger, right? It started with the vehicle being spotted overnight. But you know, here's someone who, I mean, I think the most damning is obviously the internet search history, 200 plus searches over a more than 1 year period. I mean, here's someone who is truly obsessed with a Long Island serial killer or was a Long Island serial killer. And they're just really sort of powerful stuff there. So you're talking about several searches a week. There's some problematic pornography on the computer as well. There's some illegal child porn and then some dungeon porn. But you know, if you kind of look at the other steps that he took to cover up the crimes, you know, you're talking about seven burner phones, all of which traveled with his own personal phone, and they were pinging off the same tower. So that's a problem. And of course, the hair and the DNA. Reportedly, there's at least one of the victims that has his hair, and there's several others that have his wife's hair. Wife and kids were out of state. So, you know, all in all, a pretty strong case, in my opinion. You have his DNA at the scene of the murders. You have the problematic search history related to the case. And then, you know, the fake emails and the burner phones. But I think there's enough to show that they were his. So strong case, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, very much. Even if you were to take murder out of the equation, it turns out this guy is just obsessed with the Long Island serial killer, you'd have a case for a lifetime of prison for the other stuff that they found in this home, especially the child porn and the searches. That list, I was going to publish it on our website, but I thought, no, I don't want to get like blacklisted from Google, because it's like, it's bad. It is one of the worst I have seen.
Yeah, no, it's terrible stuff, right? So, yeah, those child pornography cases, they're so difficult to defend. Mm-hmm. You basically, I mean, the digital trail is always there. And, I mean, obviously, you know, this is a state case for now with the Suffolk County DA, but those can always go federal. You're talking about the mandatory minimum sentences for those types of cases. And, you know, this is no young kid. I mean, here's someone that, you know, he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison one way or another. There's just a lot of evidence against him. And I just kind of, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's sort of rumors out there that he may have had an accomplice, a female accomplice. I don't see anything that his wife was involved. But, you know, I can't imagine, you know, what she's thinking. You know, every time she goes out of town, you know, he goes on Craigslist and, you know, finds some sex workers and, you know, sexually assaults them and kills them. And then what about the taunting part of the case, right?
Yeah.
He's taking the victim's phone and calling the family, taunting them. Pretty sick and twisted stuff. I mean, we've covered a lot of murders.
Yeah.
But this one, I think, is an interesting one. One other kind of very interesting thing is, you know, I'm a little older and I kind of grew up during the heyday of serial killers, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but you just don't see serial killers now because the technology is so good. And every time I sort of think, you know, how can someone go and kill, you know, 5, 10, or in this case, you know, up to 11 people without getting caught with technology nowadays? And I think, you know, it would have to be victims like this, victims who are runaways or sex workers, don't have that kind of family support and these kind of, you know, areas of the country where there's just not a lot of technology. I think that's the only way where someone can get away with something like this nowadays.
With something like this and an individual like this, let's do a little predicting here. Do you think this is someone who has the personality that will say, it wasn't me? I know he already has said that, but when it comes down to it and he sees just the stack of evidence that is against him, is this a person who is still going to go down that road and say, no, let's see how much you can prove it?
I think so. And this is what, I mean, you touched on 2 points, right? Kind of going back to serial killers, right? You know, you think of like the Night Stalker, a law enforcement got lucky. They finally got that one, you know, that fingerprint or thumbprint, right? That broke the case open. But here, I mean, there's always just a treasure trove of video surveillance and DNA and cell phone evidence. I mean, you just obviously didn't have that, you know, 30, 40 years ago. If you have someone like a coworker who's very careful, you know, maybe can delay things. But, you know, today with, you know, everyone, you know, true crime fans and podcasters and everyone is a detective, there's just so much to favor the prosecution and law enforcement. And speaking of prosecution, you know, in a case like this where someone's killed so many people over such a period of time, if you're the state of New York, you can't get any type of discount, right? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You're going to offer someone, hear them in the possibility of parole. I mean, you just can't do it. So there's going to be no deal in a case like this. No real reason for Huerman to maybe take a deal, because why would he? He's going to get life either way. I mean, I can't imagine anyone giving him parole in any type of plea agreement. So this is the type of case that, you know, is going to end up going to trial, and the defense will swing for the fences and put up some sort of Hail Mary defense. But it's going to be tough to defend this case on the merits.
Why do you think it took so long to finally get this one solved? I mean, it seemed to sit there as a cold case for quite some time, and then finally, just a couple years ago, the investigation picked back up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have someone like this with no known criminal history, right? So even if you get the DNA, it's not in the system. Now I know law enforcement is doing some, I don't know if you want to say good things or bad things, but the familial DNA matches. Obviously, we saw Koberger linked to the dad. That was the first. And here, I assume, you know, Rex and his wife don't have any criminal history. So it's hard when you have DNA. You can't match it to anyone. It's not in the database. But to the extent that you can match it to family members who might be in the system, and I think this is how law enforcement in California, they finally got the Golden State Killer. Or we had a Gone Girl, a Sherry Papini was a familial DNA match. So we're seeing more and more, but you know, it's hard. You have, you know, these parts of New York where, again, there's not a lot of evidence where folks that may have been runaways or have been trafficked or have disappeared for quite some time, you don't have that family support. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why this particular defendant got away for so long, because of the types of victims that he was going after. You know, sure. If you're going after, you know, 4 college kids in Idaho that, you know, have active social media and family support and are going to school, I mean, you know, you can't go after victims like that, like in the same way that you could with these sex workers who sadly found themselves likely to be the victims of the human.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.